Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of lifestyle and culture headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Success for Brian Gonzalez at Spanish Horse Fair. At the recent Spanish Horse Fair in the City of Industry, California, Brian Gonzalez showcased his expertise in horse training and competition with the pre-Andalusian horse, Dante de Castellan. Judges from Spain assessed competitors' movements and conformation, where Brian and Dante excelled. With meticulous training focusing on muscle groups and competition demands, they secured first place in multiple categories. This success not only highlights Brian's proficiency, but also celebrates the exceptional qualities of the pre-Andalusian horse. Their achievements at the event underscore the significance of the breed within the equestrian community, inspiring others to pursue excellence in horse training and competition.
Fueling a creative mindset. Creativity isn't about perfecting an art technique or formal training. It's about expression, curiosity, and courage to explore. Crayola aims to redefine creativity by highlighting its benefits in problem solving, storytelling, and idea connection. Color plays a significant role in sparking emotion and deepening creative expression, impacting 87% of people's creativity. Incorporating colorful elements into daily life can amplify messages and inspire connections. Creating by hand, trying new recipes, and spending time in nature are practical ways to fuel creativity. Nature's color palettes and sounds can recharge creativity, reduce stress, and improve focus. Explore more ideas for inspiring creativity at Crayola.com. Preserving legacies, how Lauren Beefus built Memory Lane, Jane into a storytelling business. Lauren Beefus, founder and CEO of Memory Lane, Jane, preserves family legacies through heirloom quality biographies and personal storytelling. Inspired by untold stories of World War II veterans, she helps families capture histories for future generations. Challenges included confidence and educating the market on the value of storytelling. A standout project documented a first-generation immigrant's journey, impacting generations. Managing finances with Wave, Lauren focuses on what she loves while ensuring a solid financial foundation. Her advice to entrepreneurs, be humble, smart, and brave. Looking ahead, Memory Lane Jane aims to be a trusted brand for heirloom biographies, expanding partnerships, and elevating design standards over the next 5 years. Club Pilates hosts the largest Pilates throwback celebration across the U.S. and Canada. Club Pilates is hosting the largest Pilates throwback celebration across the U.S. and Canada. From September 25th to October 10th, they are inviting members, Pilates enthusiasts, and instructors to join in the fun with two sweepstakes. The Pilates Power Move sweepstakes is open to the public, where entrants can showcase their favorite moves for a chance to win a trip to L.A. Club Pilates is also launching the Glow and Tell sweepstakes exclusively for instructors. By encouraging participation, Club Pilates continues to amplify the message that movement brings people together. For more information and to find a studio near you, visit clubpilates.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.